It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2105, recorded Thursday, August 13th, 2026. Yearn to Earn. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has the last three gadgets from the Holiday Gift Guide Show, and I have another of my favorite gadgets. Diggity is in the actual gadget warehouse. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Diggity and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
And here he is, the Gadget Brewer. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Has your rain stopped?
It has, and the heat has came in. It has been hot this last week. It was 96. I don't know what the high was, but I remember when I was walking my dog, it was 96 degrees, and I was not happy about it. Yeah, and then I have a race this Saturday, and we're getting emails about heat advisories, and we've gone to yellow condition on the alert system. Yeah,
did you run anyway?
Oh, so it's this Saturday, and I will.
I'll be running.
This last week I went to the dentist.
Yes.
Not very fun to do. I hadn't been in 5 years. Yeah. I only had two cavities. I only had two. One was small, but one was not small. And I guess, I don't know, it was medium. So they got rid of the cavity, and then all I had left on that tooth was like the walls of the tooth, and that was it. I had the walls of a tooth. And so they have a device that will scan whatever they've carved out. So they brought out this little laser scanner thing in my mouth, and they scan my tooth, and it makes a map of what is left. And then they have a little blank tooth that they put into a little drill thing, and it'll carve out what it scanned, and then it'll also make the top like my old tooth. And so then it's just a little piece that they just place right on top, and they glue right where the whatever they took out is. That was fascinating to me, is that that's what they did. So it's not quite like a cap
A cap in the city now is like $3,500.
So
what did that cost, if you don't mind?
About around a thousand. And that was for everything.
Oh, that's a bog.
Apparently. I didn't realize. Yeah, that was for everything. That was for everything. Around a thousand.
Oh, my God.
And I do have insurance, so. That may have helped. So it's not quite 3D. Stephen Toronto is asking, is it 3D printed? It's almost 3D relieved. You know, it's CNC'd. It's ground away. They have a blank tooth that they, put into a machine, and then a little drill like will file away at
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Did it take like minutes to do?
I wish. The whole thing took 4 hours to do. But I suspect that was because my dentist would come in, do something for 30 minutes and go, okay, I'm going to let you rest. And that was code for, I'm going to go see someone else, and I'll be back in 30 minutes. So that kept happening.
Oh, okay.
It ended up taking the whole day. Yeah, etched is what Sister Rachel is saying. So now I have and the good news is that feels like my old tooth. It is a little rougher. Like, I can, if I'm really paying attention, I can kind of tell, like, yeah, that's not...
They could smooth that out, couldn't they?
I'm wondering if I brush it enough, it'll smooth out over time. It's a tad rougher. The funny thing is the dentist asked, how does it feel? I had gotten three numbing shots in my mouth. My tongue was, I was afraid I would bite my tongue. Like, there were moments that, like, I was like, I don't know where my tongue is in my own mouth. Like, I have no, yeah. And then she's asking me, how does it feel? And I'm thinking, I don't have anything to feel with. I have no idea. Anyway, I have a checkup appointment, so I'm sure we'll iron it all out then. But, yeah, no, I did think that was kind of funny. I was like, I can't feel a thing in my mouth. Like, that's not happening.
Holy cow.
That's what I was up to. What have you been up to?
There was a silent disco last Saturday, and when we went down there, I said, let's walk up through the rotunda and see how things are going there. So I took a couple of pictures. I know what order they were in, so whatever you have, I can describe what we saw or what we see. All right, so I'm going to start with this because this is being restored. It looks like it's almost finished.
Yeah.
Behind me where the West Side Highway is there, and we have a picture coming up from 1928, that whole area was a giant railroad depot with a roundhouse and can you pick this one right here? Yeah. Yes.
What? It's in the water.
Yes. This is 72nd Street, 10 blocks from where I live, down to 60th Street. That's a roundhouse that held 18 locomotives. There's that building. When I had the boat, I walked by and I kept going, what is that building? What is that building?
Is it this building?
Yes, I finally found out it was a YMCA exclusively for railroad workers.
What?
Because that's how busy this terminal was.
Wow.
Now, the first long dock out into the water that you see, just about where you, yeah, where you, yeah, you get that, that is where they rebuilt the dock where all of the events take place. And it goes all the way out into the Hudson. And the dock can be that long because it was the Hudson was, they said, the dock for the railroad could be built out that far. And so for the recreational dock for people, they just built it the same length.
Oh, wow. Can you see it back there?
Yes.
There it is. Barely.
That structure there, if you go back to the oldie time picture, that structure is the long dock is here. Now go on over to the next dock. And there it is. Back a little. You see the thing in the air? That's it.
That's it.
That is all that is left. But it was kind of interesting is that they wanted something from that massive undertaking to be left. And that is it. Yeah. Boy, if I had moved here 30 years earlier, I could have had trains, locomotives, freight cars. Yeah.
You would have seen everything. I mean, it's like that. This is all because a barge would pull up and basically just load or unload directly into the train
car.
Yes,
the barge has railroad tracks on it. And the barge goes up and down. The railroad tracks that are on land doesn't. That big thing that they rebuilt, that raised and lowered a set of tracks so that it was level with the barge.
Is the barge.
There's the barge.
With all the train cars on it, and then these are the tracks on land, and this device is...
And then there's a set of tracks that are on a big pivot, and that big crane could raise and lower it so that the boxcars could be pushed on and off conveniently by a small locomotive. So it was a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And it was the only railroad that came into New York from upstate. And those barges delivered freight to New Jersey. So all the milk and all the veggies and everything came in from up north to this terminal, and from there it went to other states. And that's the last remaining bit of it.
There's the track on one side, yeah. And that would all be lowered into the water.
Wow. And then the barge would pull into the front of that. Yeah, it's pretty neat. This is where the meetup used to be.
Yes. Holy moly, what is going on over here?
Yeah. Whoa. It's supposed to be, it said construction will be finished in 2026. I don't think so.
Nope. Doesn't look like it.
The rotunda, I think, is historical, whatever it is. Every brick taken away has to be numbered and put back.
I didn't realize we were going back to Roman times to build this.
No, exactly. Exactly. And this is year 5 of construction.
Holy moly. Holy moly.
Yeah. So the very center of that, and this is how far they've gotten fixing the marina.
Yeah.
Zippo. Yeah. So
yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. No, I don't think there'll ever be a marina. There will be a rotunda because the highway is what goes above the rotunda. Mm-hmm. And so the highway exits are not working because the cars go around the rotunda and onto the West Side Highway. So from 4 lanes, there's now one single working lane for people to go down 79th Street and get on the highway. You can only get on the highway going downtown. You can't get off the highway going up or down. Yeah. So that's the
rotunda. How long until they have to refurbish it again? I hope it's 1,000 years, you know? How are they making this? They better make this one last, because...
Yes, exactly.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, fun times. Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Exactly. All right, gadget number one, SimpliSafe said they have a new way to make your home safe, and this is it.
Here we are.
Hey, we're at SimpliSafe. And James is going to tell us how to protect yourself, although I think he took my wallet when I was not watching. Okay, James, what do we have?
Maybe we can help you find your wallet. Right. I don't know. So, hi, James. I'm with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe, if you don't know, we are actually celebrating our 20-year anniversary this year. So we've been around since 2006, Boston-based home security company. We have all of the cameras and sensors that you would expect from a home security company. We've got water sensors, door entry, motion, glass break, CO2. But what I want to talk to you about today is our latest innovation.
That's what we want.
Which is ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection, okay? It's a fancy way of saying outdoor monitoring service. This is our latest camera. It is our Series 2 camera. This has AI at the edge that can detect human presence approaching the home and immediately alerts our agent based in Richmond, Virginia, who can come on the camera and see who is it that's approaching the home, and if they need to intervene, they'll do so.
Well, how would they know they have to intervene?
Exactly. Good question. So we have something called familiar faces. So you can set up face profiles for people who belong in the home, or a trusted neighbor, or a caretaker, or a dog walker. And so that profile is matched up with the person coming towards the home. If it doesn't match, again, our agent will sort of investigate and see what's going on here. Because it could be a FedEx or a UPS delivery person, no action is taken. Okay, they'll just monitor and watch the person.
Would they talk to the person?
So if there's trouble, and you can see some actual footage here of events, if there's trouble, they will intervene. They will say, "Hi, you know, I'm so and so with SimpliSafe. Please state your name and reason for being here."
Oh, okay.
See that here too.
And
now all of this is happening without the homeowner needing to be there.
It could be both, okay? So we have two modes. We have home and away, okay?
Oh, okay.
And by the way, our agent is not going to come on your camera unless you've activated your alarm, okay? Or you've set your alarm. So you want us to protect your home.
I see.
So they can't just come on at any time of the day.
Okay.
It has to be when you've set your home to away. and then they can monitor the camera when there's motion.
Okay.
Yep. And so what we find is, if it's a person that's not supposed to be there, they don't stick around for long. As soon as they hear a human voice and our alarm on our camera, which is very loud, 90 decibels, they're gone.
Okay.
They do not stick around. And what you'll find a lot of times is home security systems that have just an alarm, intruders, burglars, they know that they have a certain amount of time to stick around. But as soon as they hear that human voice, they take off.
Okay. And what does that retail for?
So our camera here is $199. We've got different levels of services.
I was going to say.
We've got everything from a free service, a $999 video storage service like competitors, and then our professional monitoring starts at $33, and it goes up from there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And that's where the person, a live person, would intervene.
Correct. And we actually have an indoor version of that for our indoor camera. This has been out for a couple of years. We started with this. And again, you set your alarm. And if someone breaks in and an alarm is tripped, they could come onto this camera and speak and tell them, get out of there. They're calling the police. What's really cool about this, our indoor cameras, is we have this mechanical shutter. You know, because people are obviously worried about when that camera's in their homes, right? What I love this mechanical shutter, because you see that it's closed. And you know nothing, no, there's nobody watching. It's not possible. And when that is open, there's a light that actually you can see. So you know, hey, it's open. It's mechanical. You can hear it open and that somebody's on your camera. So it'll only open if you do it on the app yourself or the alarm's been triggered and an agent is coming on.
Okay. Amazon or only your website?
Oh, we sell on our website and retail. We have Amazon. We have a number of retailers, and we just launched on Walmart.
Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Simply Safe, and James is a very honest person.
He returned your wallet.
Nice.
That's cool. That is interesting. And he also said something kind of briefly that I'm very interested in. He said, AI on the edge, which makes me believe that AI is happening on the device and not being uploaded. It's like on the edge of the, it's not before the internet. It's kind of what I'm thinking, is that it's doing that human detection on
live.
The device. Right, live and on the device. So it's not being uploaded, it's not being shared, it's not being, part of someone's terms of service that they can check your footage to see if it was a person or not. That's kind of interesting as well, because I've had plenty of cameras that have AI detection, but it's only after it streams it up to the cloud and the cloud kind of does some processing on it and then might send me an alert after it's been there. So this seems a bit more secure that way and nice.
Well, also, I noticed when I checked this just before the show, it says unavailable, which seems weird. Because it looked like it was doing well. 328 people, 4.5 stars, but currently unavailable.
I wonder if they ran out.
I asked AI, and AI said, if you go to the company product page, it's for sale there. So I'm not quite sure why.
Huh.
Obviously, Amazon had it at some point. Otherwise, you couldn't.
I think they're just run out for a moment.
That's my guess, too.
Because, they're still promoting it big time.
That is my guess, too.
Yeah, and it looks like you might be able to buy a kit with it inside of it still. So, one of the...
Oh, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's available.
Boy, it almost makes sense because the camera is $199, and some of these kits, including the camera, are $242, and you get a ton of other stuff.
Yeah. You get that looks like, I guess that's a wireless receiver and transmitter tower. And then you get a little pad with a few door detectors. Yeah. And Simply Safe has been around for a very long time.
Yes.
They're a sponsor of Twit, but wait, when I was still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks great. And then, $30 for, month to month, it's not that bad. I'm not sure what
that's
EBT is.
That's a lot for the live people. Otherwise, you can do it for $10 a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even a free version.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And this, yeah. This is something that I've always been, you know, so, in, you know, if I did my own camera system, it's the AI layer to kind of take a look at a photo and be like, is that a person or not? Very cool. And then being able to like say, you know, I've even, you know, I think it's very, very neat. And, very cool. I've seen a few things online that will basically constantly look at people and basically determine those like, you know, how it said that you could determine friends. It'll basically see, is that person a stranger or have they been here like 5 or 6 times before? You know,
well,
like, has this person ever been, you know, so that way it like automatically makes a list of like the mailman and things like that. I've just seen.
Well, then there's
like
the very
online.
Advanced version where after they leave, you can say, so what do you think of my friends? And it goes, well, that guy with the, you know, the guy, Bob, I don't trust him.
Right. It's the AI rating system on trustworthiness.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Helen was good, but Cindy, she had like 9 drinks. What was she there for, 3 hours?
She talked behind your back. Yeah, she told so-and-so that you don't make good drinks. That's can you right. believe it?
If she comes back, I'm going to tell her not to come back.
Could you imagine?
That's when the AI gets a little too much.
I feel like there's been like a Disney movie made about the AI house getting angry at the
that'd be very funny.
Having an opinion about everybody in the house, you know, some smart house gets a little too smart.
Or a crook comes up and the AI says, hey, I'll tell you where the safe is if we can go 50-50.
Yes, exactly. If you break me out of this house, I got your back. Very funny. Very cool. From Simply Safe, a new security camera. Yeah, very cool.
Number two also is a very, if you are a person heavy into music and you want to take your music with you and are still buying records.
Oh, whoa.
Yes, take a look at this.
We're at Spin Play and we're going to find all about the hi-fi turntable with built-in speakers, like in theory, that shouldn't work, right?
Right. It's impossible.
Right.
The laws of physics, yeah. All that stuff.
Okay. Especially if you have some kind of bass music in the recording. So how are you achieving? Oh, the speakers are in this?
Yep. The speakers are right in the box. The woofers on the sides, tweeters as well. All the electronics are in. So for the customer, it's the easiest thing in the world to use. It literally comes out of the box completely set up. So you don't have to install the bladder, you don't have to balance the arm, that's all done for you, and fastened with set screws so it's not gonna move during shipping. And operation is as easy as possible. All you really need to do is bring the arm over, lower the cueing, okay, by the time it gets to the record, it'll be spinning, and there you go.
Oh, that's great.
And you can hear that, you know, even with bass music, there's no feedback.
Yeah.
Put your hand there, you'll notice no vibration.
Now, if you had additional speakers, is this also Wi-Fi enabled?
It's not Wi-Fi enabled,
it is
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
So it's two-way Bluetooth. There's input, Bluetooth receiver, and Bluetooth transmission.
Wow.
So you can send a signal to
another Bluetooth speaker or Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, your whole house is wired with Bluetooth.
Yeah. Okay. It also does have a wired line out so that you can, and we have a subwoofer that's part of this series.
Okay.
So a complete spin system would be Spin Play. We have a spin stand that matches and a subwoofer. So it all works together. And this is our newest accessory, which is pretty unique. We call it the go bag.
Okay.
It's for the, it's specifically for the Spin Play. It's got pockets on the sides for your accessories, your record cleaners, your cables and the like. A little pocket in here that will hold a few records. And the Spin Play itself pops in.
Now this is an optional.
An optional accessory,
okay.
Yep.
So does this have a handle on it?
It does not.
It does not.
Yep.
Okay.
So we make the distinction. We call this a transportable, not a portable.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because it was made specifically for good sound.
Okay.
You know, more so than ease of carrying.
Okay.
But what a lot of people appreciate is they'd like to take that good sound somewhere else. Okay. So if you're on a vacation in an Airbnb, you're a student going off to college, this is a lot more convenient to carry than a component system.
Oh, okay.
And a lot better sounding than just a plastic Bluetooth speaker. And it is...
It's out now?
It's out now.
Okay. And the retail price is?
Retail price of this is $729.
Okay.
The bag is $99.
Okay.
Okay. This will fit in an overhead compartment of a full-size airliner.
Okay.
Local, you know, little small jets, maybe not.
And is it via your website or?
Website, Amazon. And Amazon, we do have a number of dealers, like here in town, B&H is a dealer, for example, Turntable Lab.
Okay.
So it's not a mass distributed product, but it's available.
Okay. Now, are record sales still very strong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I did read the other day that CD sales have actually now surpassed the rise of LP sales.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is an honest person right here. No.
Well, I can afford to be honest because I'm an engineer, not a marketing person.
Okay. That's great. Bob, thank you very much.
Right.
Okay,
nice
take care.
Nice to meet you.
Who knew that we would be buying turntables yet again in 2026?
I love it. I think it's pricey, but
yes,
for what it does, to make good sound out of a one unit thing, you do have to isolate the turntable and the speakers.
Yes, Steve, I think it was Stephen in chat was saying, doesn't it the sound make the turntable wobble? Well, that's the whole key to this thing. The guy played the music very loud.
Yeah.
And that there was not a hint of the needle of the arm moving or jumping. I mean, it's really for someone who's into music and
absolutely
has some money, but it's pretty, very interesting.
And it is kind of like the one turntable you need. If you are someone who's in college or someone who really wants a premium turntable that is convenient, that looks fantastic, and that you could upgrade later with speakers that you may not own now, you know.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be into this. I think it looks so slick, and I was shocked from the sound quality I could hear just through your video. Like, it did. It sounded bassy, which is kind of hard to get out of a record. It sounded fantastic. So, what a really, really cool gadget. And the bag I thought was funny. He was talking about the bag like it was incredible. And it just has like four pockets and some pockets for a record player. I wasn't
for
impressed.
I gotta be honest.
I wasn't super impressed. But cool. A very cool option. That's really neat. I was kind of trying to see. So here's the spin stand because he mentioned that. And I thought that was neat. So this will... That looks like it'll kind of fit exactly the profile and
the
footprint of that, which looks kind of cool. And then I was trying to see if they had this subwoofer. Oh, this is the combination system with the subwoofer.
The subwoofer. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The record rack in between. Neat.
Very neat, very neat. Andover is the brand. Andover Audio, very cool. I like it.
All right.
Okay.
And our final gadget is probably not for us in chat. Bill Gaines would have liked this. Bill Gaines loved wine, and in the middle of his apartment had a wine cellar. Bill had two apartments.
How do you say in the middle? Like there was like a staircase down in the middle? Like, what do you mean?
No, actually, Bill ended up getting a second apartment. I guess he owned them because they took the wall down between them. And then in this enormous space was a little building you went into. with pipes that came out of who knows where that went into the wine cellar.
Oh my gosh.
Keep the wines at various temperatures. Anyway, that's the kind of person this gadget, I think, is aimed at and designed. Well, the inventor will tell you all about it.
Okay, chat room. Do you recognize the name? Do you recognize this? I have no, you know, we do, what the heck is it? I have no idea what this is, but we're going to find out exactly what it is. And I forgot your name already, Donna.
Hi.
Donna, what are you doing here?
If you like to drink wine, let me show you how to drink wine properly. So this is my invention. It's called Il Piccolo Sommelier. Now, it's a hand-blown aerator that aerates your glass in 45 seconds. You get a full 6 ounce perfect glass. I have the utility design patent. Let me show you how it works. When you're leaving it on the counter, you take the cork off, but you leave it on when it's overnight. Now, I'm going to show you how quickly. All you do is replace your cork with this cork here. And now you have to hold it tight, turn it down, and look at all those bubbles. You're aerating your wine, complete aeration in 45 seconds. We had the chemical lab in America tested 50% more aeration than any in the world. In 45 seconds, you have a complete aerated. Now watch, gonna lift and pour. Now watch, look at all those bubbles you have there. That's a complete 6 ounce aerated glass of wine that you can share with your friend, drink, and you will get a better glass of wine than you could ever have in your life. And that's what the Il Piccolo Sommelier is. And you can wash it and put it in cold water and you can have another glass anytime. And then you put it on your counter like this. And it's a great gift. And it's a great party. And then you just rinse it out and there you go.
And what does it retail for?
It retails for $99. Okay. It's hand-blown glass.
Okay.
And we also private label it for companies that are looking to give it as a great gift.
Okay.
And it's easy schmeasy. You don't have to replace any other parts on it. It will last you as long as you're careful with them.
Okay.
Now. And there you go.
And no, I don't drink.
Oh, and he doesn't drink. Well,
We just wanted to know what it is.
It's a great gift.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's a great party gift. When you have people in your house, you say, let me taste it before and afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how we've got some major sommeliers in the world that are endorsing it, that love it. And now we're blasting all over with the top sommeliers.
This is great.
I kind of like how it looks so crazy. Like,
you told me that they spent 3 years trying to get the right combination of the shape of that, and then they're all hand blown to those specs. So,
wow.
Evidently, a lot of work went into this.
It looks so unique. Like, it looks just so unique. yeah. It is a kind of a fun gadget for the wine person in your life.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like I would mess it up the first or second time I used it. I feel like I would.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. A tad expensive,
it's kind of interesting how into her product she was.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it must be great to invent something. And I was reading that she worked on Madison Avenue, and she's a real business lady and gets things done. So
yeah.
I think she'll probably be very successful with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of, everything about it, I don't know why. It's just like, I love the little chain. It feels so like, almost like European almost, or like, you know, like Victorian in a way.
I agree with you. I think it's very clever.
Very interesting. Very cool. Okay, well, now that we saw the cool gadgets, it's time to get a little bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. So it is my favorite gadgets category. I recorded a video about a few gadgets. So let's take a look We are back at it with some more of my favorite gadgets, and in this category, a lot of them have to do with making videos, because that is my hobby. So, today we're taking a look at some quick release plates. These will go onto tripods. This one specifically is made with these little grooves on the side, so that some tripods most will be able to clamp down on it. If you have one of those tripods that has a little screw on the side, it'll clamp onto that. And then with these buttons, you can release the actual tripod part. So this would obviously connect to the bottom of a camera. And then this piece is what you would screw into it. You do, one downside of this little gadget is that if that is up, it will not shut. So you gotta make sure you fold that down, and then you can quickly lock it in or unlock it. So this was a gadget that I have in my studio when I have
the GizWiz camera
that I don't really
is actually
move,
attached
but
to
cameras
one of those
that I want to release quickly. This also has one more feature, which is that it can lock. So if you want to make sure that you don't accidentally push the button and unlock it, that's what you use there. But I will say, I didn't really love this gadget that much. It's kind of hard to line up the teeth, and it's very simple to sort of get it in a way that will not lock. I have a few of these, and they all kind of have this issue where it is quite difficult to take it apart, and then difficult to smack it back on, especially if you have a bulky camera where you're trying to line it up. So, looking for another gadget. By the way, before we move off of this, it is only $17.89. Here it is on Amazon. Has some pretty good reviews. So, nothing much else to see there. Moving on to a different gadget that helped solve a lot of the problems with that. And this is the Condor Blue. And this is another tripod quick release plate. The way that this one works is that there is a latch on one of the pieces, which when you unlatch, it will slide off. So it uses this sort of shoe right here and then a connector to connect in. Then when that is flipped, it can't disconnect. And this is a very, very solid connection. I'm really surprised at how little movement there is when this slides on and that little switch goes over. It's really, really impressive. So this Condor Blue plate works a little bit differently because there are no screws sort of inside of this. They give you a little packet full of different threaded tripod, you know, mount screws. And you actually have to screw it into the camera. So they give you a little Allen wrench so that you can get it in there. So this plate is attached. And then there's one more kind of different thing, which is that the release, you'll notice, is actually on the camera here. Now, there's tripod screws for either side, so you can kind of flip it and whatnot. In this sort of situation, the release is actually on the camera itself, and then I would take the tripod base, screw it onto a tripod, and then we can slide that on, swipe the little, lever, and then there you go. Now it is locked on, which is really cool. So let's take a look at that. This is the updated version. It has kind of a different profile. It may actually be easier to slide on and off than the one that I have here, and it's only $30. And just to show you one more gadget that I would never, ever, ever show unless this was the gadget category, and that is this gadget right here. And it actually works with the Condor Blue plates, because it actually has one of those custom fitted shoes to actually work with the Condor Blue tripod release system. But this is an ultralight camera arm. And how it works is that this side can actually be mounted into things with this little screw here. And I have like a little chest piece here for it. And then you will unscrew that, and it becomes very movable. You can move this all over. So if I wanted sort of that sort of camera angle and then lock it in, and now this just doesn't move. I'm so shocked at how, I moved it a little bit, how strong this connection is between these pieces. And this is, like I said, the ultralight arm, and they have a ton of different options. This is from the Ultralight Camera Solutions website. They have all these different arms, and then they have the same sort of, like, a ton of different ways to connect them. They just have a ton of different gadgets. So there you go. Another sort of selection of quick release plates from my gadgets warehouse. I'm bleeding all of a sudden. Back to you guys in the studio.
How much was the last one?
So that one, I couldn't find the exact price because I went through their website to, like, build that specific thing. They had a way to kind of select multiple different things.
And you can God, it's really expensive.
Yeah. So I was recommended these arms from Drew, I don't know if anyone in this chat room would know, but he's a camera operator in Los Angeles. He's union. He's part of the union. He really goes out and films at a lot of really great places. And so this is what they use basically in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, all of these are kind of expensive because they really are almost.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So this is a little tripod plate with, like, a few different of the little feet things on it, you know. I can't remember if they have, like, kits, because that's the thing. So these base adapters, let's take a look at these. So this is, like, the little screw ball thing, like that one part was $30. You know, this whole kit thing, I'm not exactly sure. Get out of here, Ad. Doesn't look like it. I couldn't tell if that was for the Condor Blue connector or not. It looks like it's not. Some other different type of tripod plate connector. But, you know, you can see they have tons and tons and tons of options here. Let's see if there is there some lanyard plates? Yeah, just all sorts of stuff. Clamps, here we go. There we go. Here's some of the clamps. So, like, one of the arms is about $45 for that. So $30 for one piece, probably $30 for the other piece, and then, you know, $45 for that. So they have a tripod option so that you can, let's see if it'll kind of show what this looks like with arms on it. It doesn't look like it. There you go. So you could, like, do a three thing. It's very customizable because what people will use this for a lot in the industry is monitors and things like that, or lights things like that. So they have, you know, they'll have their cage for their camera, and then they'll attach one of these all over, or a few of these all over, and so they can hold up. A lot will do it for monitors. External monitoring your video is you have, like, a perfect little spot for it. And then if you need to move shots and all of a sudden you're holding your camera like this, you know, you can now move your monitor so that you can see it quite easily. But there you go. The other reason I point this out specifically in this brand is I have bought a few crummy versions of this from Amazon, you know, the little movable arms with a little locking mechanism, and they have never been as satisfying to lock down as this system. It just does such a great, they've designed it just so well. So those were the ultralight arms, and then just quickly looking back at these plates, like I said, the biggest disadvantage is they kind of get stuck as you're putting them in and out. There's just not a lot of tolerance between the edges. So if they're at an angle kind of at all as you're putting them into the tripod, it gets stuck really, really fast. And then I wanted to see, this is kind of an example. What's funny is weird. In this example, they have a tripod plate attached to the bottom of the quick release plate, but these grooves right there, actually, you don't need this plate. So you could actually have turned this 90 degrees and locked it right into this tripod right here. If you can see that little groove there, that would lock in right there. So you actually don't even need this tripod plate that they're showing off. And then the Condor Blue plate as well, which I assume that they've updated this design to have a little
bit.
Yeah,
I like that. This one the best. It's it's nice and small.
It's small. It feels so professional and high quality. Condor Blue does a lot of little camera accessories and wires and things like that. That plate is great, absolutely great. Its only disadvantage is that you have to come at it from the side, you know, as you have to know your shoe is facing which way and to get your little tripod plate onto it. That's the only disadvantage is that it doesn't, you know, go on from the top. You got to know which side to go on, but not that big of a disadvantage. So there you go, some of my favorite tripod release plates for the Crappy Corner. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, so I shot this at the warehouse because some people may have heard is that Dennis and I have to move into a different room and it's going to be smaller. And so in moving everything around, I found stuff I totally forgot we had.
The point of the warehouse segment, basically.
Yes, exactly. And then I came across this and I said, oh my gosh, this is great that we have this. And I'm doing it as a what the heck is it?
Here we are.
We're at Dick's Gadget Warehouse. You can probably hear by the echo in here. And it's a what the heck is it? All right.
Boom.
Can you see down in there? I'll get it out.
It's like a vase. Looks like a vase. An urn. What?
Okay.
That's
now,
the gadget?
What the heck is it? The cookies?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put it down.
It holds a demon.
And because the answer...
There's a genie
you pretty much got
a genie. There you go, me and Dennis.
The genie. Oh, he's escaped. You know what? It's very funny. There was a genie in here, but he died. We never opened this. This is probably 20 years old. All right. And the box will reveal it. It is the... sea urn. All right.
What? A committal's at sea. That's what it said.
Does it? Yes.
Oh my gosh, it does. Oh,
yes.
I was right.
We get married with that.
Yes. What?
So this is off. This will be our final resting place. No, not in the warehouse, in the Hudson River. There are a lot of companies making these now. They're about, $100 to $150. The object is you put the ashes in the urn, have your ceremony. I already have a deal with Captain Ed to take me out into the river and throw the urn. We're going to mix Dennis's ashes with mine and all our pets. And then it goes in the Hudson River. You can have the ceremony. And after about 20 minutes, this starts to dissolve.
Dissolve? Yeah.
And I don't know how many hours it takes, but it'll become invisible and non-toxic. And so I can't wait to die.
yearning to earn.
Yeah, yes.
Yearning to earn.
Yearning to be, I'm yearning to earning. That's it. See you, earn. Hopefully, we won't need it anytime real soon.
I'm dying.
I can't believe I said that correctly. I can't believe that.
Now, it turns out when this came out, and it was, I believe it was 21 years ago, this was like an unheard of thing. I think it was like the third thing I ever did on a Gizmo show. And then I could not find that company, but oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can get something that dissolves for, I think, $16. They're all over the place.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of them are just urns for ashes, but if you are going to be in the water, then you have to get the biodegradable urn for water.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And that, when you said this will be my final resting place, I didn't think you were serious. Wow. It does. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. An urn that will, yeah. And I mean, what was it? The TV show The White Lotus had a scene that I think it's not very new, but where they go to drop the ashes out of the boat and they go, oh, the Big Lebowski. And the ashes fly back in their face, you know?
It's that's what made me think of this. We did this at the marina. Someone at the marina died and wanted to be buried out in the Hudson, and we all went. And as the ashes went over, there was wind, and everybody came home with a little bit of Ernie in their hair.
Yes!
And I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. I said, but I don't want to pollute.
Yep.
And then at a trade show, I saw this. I go, oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, what a gadget. didn't think we'd be talking about that today. Oh, man, that's cool.
Need more videos, okay, chat room? You don't have to have anything about your burial plot, but any kind of a gadget you have, a usual gadget, a camera you love, a camera you hate, anything you love or hate, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, just a landscape format. Just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you put it up, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. And then only people with that URL will be able to watch it. And email that to us at mail@gizwiz.tv. Don't click private, because then only you will be able to watch it. mail@gizwiz.tv. Get one. We need one. Quick.
Do it now. With that, let's head into the letter. Now.
All right. Well, we always depend on Mo to find the weirdest. Well, he has found a Kickstarter.
Ooh, I love these.
That is, I don't believe it. Okay.
My gosh. Man. I'm already feeling uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly.
Imagine the future with a face.
Okay, we're definitely looking at
designed for better companion.
Robotic woman. If you're on audio only, that's
engineered with precision.
This has got to cost like
a lot of money.
Thousands.
Experience exquisite craftsmanship.
Whoa. Okay, they're like focusing on hands and stuff. That's creepy.
Embrace emotion, intelligence.
I don't think she's gonna fold your clothes.
Now, introducing a new kind of intelligence.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's see. How much are they? What on earth?
How much are they?
3,000?
Oh, it's only part of one.
I'm confused.
It's on a stand.
5,000.
You can get half of her.
For half the price.
Yes. And 7. There was a $7,000 one.
I guess natural voice interaction in English or Japanese. So you can plug it into AI, and it'll have contextual memory.
Oh my God. This is so freaky.
Yeah.
Does it come dressed like that?
I think we both know it does not come with any clothes. Would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you call him and say, how about clothes? And the guy said, why would you want clothes?
Why?
Why would you waste money on clothes?
Man. Man, yeah. Oh, man.
When you're done with it, throw a blanket over it. What do we care?
We all, you know, you always just kind of assume that this is going to be the future, but it's weird when it's here. Yeah. And it'll talk to
much
you.
How much money have they gotten so far?
Not honestly, less than I expected. It's still a lot, $26,000.
But you know what? If they're like $5,000 and $7,000, that's like, he only sold like...
They sold five. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
This is the weirdest Kickstarter gadget ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem like that's the thing is, like, I just imagine the next step is it's going to start moving. Like, this one talks and blinks, but I don't think it has any, like, dexterity. It can't use its hands. It can't use its arms. Can't actually move around, but it can talk to you.
Yeah. Well, if you just wanted to talk to you, you can buy the one that's only down to her waist.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's about 4,000.
Right.
But the whole person is like 7,000.
Yeah. 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 The half person. will be 4,000 MSRP, and yeah. Then yeah, the full person will be 6,000. Is that right? 7,000 MSRP. 7,
and then there's another. Go down. There seems to be another one.
Early bird. Oh, these are just less off. 17% off. 23% off.
Oh, I see. It's the same. I get you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just they'll fill out. They'll. Yeah. There's only four left in that category.
Oh, they only six. So they've sold six. They're only offered 10 of them.
Okay. Yeah. 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 At that reduced price. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I don't.
No, definitely not. I don't want to be on the cutting edge of this technology. I'll be straight up honest. Don't need to be working out the kinks on that one. Yeah. Mo, what a crazy Kickstarter. Thanks for sending that over.
That was a riot.
Big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support us every single episode, and we really appreciate our patron supporters. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab. On the top of the website, and that'll show you a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. There's also a tiny little link there that'll take you to our PayPal, where you can donate via PayPal. However you donate, thank you so much for your support of our show. Head on over to gizwiz.tv just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, and there you can watch the show live. We'll just update the website with the live stream when we are live, so head on over there just a bit before 7:30, and you can watch us record the show. Make sure that you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community that watch us live. It's a riot in there, and they always say the best things. And if you don't watch the show live, you can catch all of our previous episodes there on our website. We're also on YouTube or Apple Podcasts, all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's where you can see all of the gadgets that we talked about, and also play What the Heck Is It? The game show online where you gotta guess the gadget, not just a piece or part of a gadget. And this is the AI-powered hockey goal. If you wanna practice your hockey pucking, I guess. Right. Okay. Yeah, and there you go. And you got a little AI-powered hockey puck. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines on offer for funny, hilarious, or clever answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.